You're listening to SBS News.
Pretty early on at the club, I joined a dressing room full of my heroes. Michael Vaughan, Matthew Hoggard, part of the 2005 Ashes team. And it was just the most surreal moment for me. I entered that dressing room. Pretty early on, me and other people from Asian background, there was comments such as, "You lot sit over there near the toilets," elephant washers, the word "packy" was used constantly, and there just seems to be an acceptance in the institution from the leaders, and no one ever stamped it out.
That's Azeem Rafiq, a former professional cricketer and England under-19 cricket team captain. The England and Wales Cricket Board has suspended Yorkshire from hosting international matches over its wholly unacceptable response to the racism faced by Rafiq during his two terms with the club between 2008 and 2018. He's been giving evidence about the way he was treated to a parliamentary committee looking into the matter. Rafiq told committee members that he was being talked about as a captain of Yorkshire before reporting his concerns about racism in 2017. He says racism is not banter. At that time, Rafiq said board minutes said he was a problem, a troublemaker, and an issue that needs to be resolved.
"I should have never, ever been treated the way I got treated. When I spoke, I should have been listened to. But Yorkshire County Cricket Club and the game as a whole really has a problem in listening to the victim, and it's been gaslighting. It's been yeah but there is no yeah but to racism. There is no two sides to a story when it comes to racism."
After Azeem Rafiq had given his moving testimony to the committee, the new chairman at the club, Lord Patel, and his predecessor, Roger Hutton, were also questioned. Mr. Hutton was asked if Yorkshire Cricket Club was institutionally racist.
"Well, the report concluded there was insufficient evidence. The panel concluded that there was insufficient evidence. I have to observe that in the last few months there's been a substantial amount of thoughtlessness and ignorance, a reluctance to apologise, a reluctance to see Azeem as the victim, and a reluctance to put into place the recommendations, which I think are really important in this process."
"That sounds to me like you're edging towards the word yes in answer to my question. Would that be fair?"
I think the question remains unanswered.
Yorkshire finally published summary findings of the investigation in September this year, and while the investigation found there was no question that Rafiq had been subjected to racial harassment and bullying, no individuals were called to face disciplinary action. Lord Patel says that it pained him that racism was so prevalent in English cricket, and he promised to work out a practical and action-orientated way forward, but he admitted this task would not be easy. Tom Harrison, the CEO at the England and Wales Cricket Board, explained that the reason why the ECB did not step in and take control of the investigation into Rafiq's claims was because of the complex role that the ECB plays.
"We are the national governing body, we are the promoter, we are also the regulator. And on regulatory matters, it is normal practice for first-class counties to take on investigations that they want to take on at their will. It is then for the regulator, in other words, the ECB, to sit in judgment of that investigation, and if need be, run an additional investigation on top."
Azeem Rafiq talked about the lack of support he got from the club, particularly after his family lost a baby. And he says his reasons for coming forward were to help other people in a similar situation.
"From the offset, what I wanted to do is try and talk about the institution, try and talk about what I went through, and try and present my evidence in a way that it can be seen as, look, there's things that are not right and we can really all learn from it. And what's happened to me has happened. It'll never change. But my aim was to try and see if my experience can help others."
Alan Lee, SBS News.